With an improved regional economy, more development projects are emerging throughout the area. Each project is subject to a process that includes a public hearing or, in some cases, multiple public hearings. On WBFO's Press Pass, Jim Fink of Business First provides an update on some approaching public hearings and offers some thoughts on how hearings can occasionally turn contentious.
What you want to see is people channel their concerns, raise questions. That's all well and good. But stop with the personal attacks on the developers. We saw that a couple weeks ago at the Elmwood Bidwell public hearing, where it really turned kind of personal against the Simonelli crew. Take a step back. This is a company, a private company here in Buffalo, wants to invest $40 million in bringing some buildings back to life in the Elmwood Bidwell area. Elmwood has a great character. We all agree to that. We want to keep the Elmwood character there. But especially removing the Bullfeathers building, which really is kind of ugly in my opinion, with a new building, five-story building, that looks really kind of cool and neat. It's like something you'd expect to see in the Georgetown area or the York area of Toronto. And this is a project that has evolved from input from the public.
So in essence, what you're trying to say here is that you don't have any issue with people getting involved.
No, you want people to be involved.
Because it does seem, there's a couple elements to this. One, it does seem that, like you say, when these public meetings are well attended and there's a lot of input, things change.
Of course, and they change usually for the better. Public input stopped Bass Pro, and we have a much better waterfront because of that.
But what, at the same time, though, would you agree that there are some who have concerns that some projects try to slip under the radar? There is maybe a legacy of less than transparent methods when it comes to some of these types of projects.
I would agree that there are projects, you look at them and you say, how did that happen? How did that get approved? And that's true whether you're talking Elmwood Avenue, Hurdle Avenue, whether you're talking out in Amherst, whether you're talking Clarence, Marilla, it happens. Projects that you think are going to be one way turn out to be something different, kind of jarring at times. Yes, that happens.
One of these public hearings is this Thursday at the Downtown Library, and this involves a very big project for downtown Buffalo that's scheduled to pop up along Ellicott Street.
Simonelli Real Estate has been named as a developer for the what they call the 201 Ellicott Street property, which is that surface parking lot just behind the Hotel Lafayette. This project will be, among other things, giving downtown Buffalo the grocery store that they so many want. Tops is pretty much in line to do a 15 to 20,000 square foot supermarket. There'll be some condos or apartments on the upper levels, and maybe a little bit of office space too. I've been back in Buffalo since 1987, and everyone has said, we need a downtown supermarket. Well, this is your downtown supermarket.
So back to the idea, though, of coming to a public hearing. This one, obviously, this is a huge concern to anybody who has a downtown interest, whether you're working downtown or you want to live down here or already live down here. They want to go to a public meeting. What should they expect?
First of all, they'll get a walkthrough of the project from the Simonelli team. They should expect answers, or at least raise questions, and hopefully there will be answers. Maybe not immediately, but it will create a thought process that, again, as I said earlier, will hopefully give Buffalo a better project.
Another one that's coming up, it'll be what, next Monday?
Correct, Monday the 5th.
Okay, tell me more about this.
There's two.
Okay.
Actually, this is at the Buffalo Planning Board meeting. One is Chase and Affinity's plans for a 57-unit townhouse project at the corner of Forest and Elmwood, and the other one, almost in the same neighborhood, People Inc. wants to do a 37-unit senior housing complex on Linwood Avenue right behind what used to be the Millard Fillmore Gate Circle property.
Jim Fink of Business First, thanks very much for joining us on Press Pass.
No problem. We'll talk to you in a month.